This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Yesterday on the program, we spoke with a researcher at Bard College about the role opossums play in reducing the number of ticks in the world around us. But possums alone are not going to eradicate Lyme disease-carrying ticks. So as long as there's Lyme, there's going to be a need for ways to prevent a person from contracting it. There's been a lot of cry for a vaccine. And while it's not a vaccine, there is a treatment being worked on right now at the University of Massachusetts Medical School. Here to tell us about it is Dr. Mark Klempner, a professor of medicine at UMass Medical. Dr. Klempner, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me on the program.
The treatment you're working on is called Lyme PrEP. How does it work?
So Lyme PrEP, the PrEP part stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis. What that means basically is that we want to give you a medicine that will prevent you from acquiring Lyme disease before you're actually exposed. So probably the easiest way to think about it is to contrast it to what a vaccine does. What a vaccine does is to give you a pre-exposure, as it were, or a little sampling multiple times of a part of the bacteria or the virus that is pretty innocuous to you, and that your immune system responds to with a whole group of usually different antibodies, some of which are important to protect you and some of which are just bystanders and hopefully don't do anything bad to you. But it takes a long time for you to develop that immune response. There's a lot of, quote, non-specificity to some of the reactions that go on. Contrast that to what we're doing with Lyme PrEP is that we've identified exactly the antibody will provide protection. And so instead of going through giving you a preview of the bacteria that causes Lyme disease and then making your body do something, what we're going to do is preview that in a test tube and then isolate the actual antibody that will give you protection immediately. And so what Lyme PrEP is really a single monoclonal, human monoclonal antibody that could be given to someone and that would provide them protection for as long as the antibody circulates in their system.
So that's the interesting part, too, because so you're basically introducing this antibody into the bloodstream, and that's what would protect somebody. So if they come into contact with a Lyme-carrying tick and the tick does its business, then your body would fight off the Lyme because it already has the antibody inside of it. Is that the main idea?
Exactly the right idea. And it doesn't have any irrelevant antibodies circulating around like you might have with having been vaccinated.
But the antibody doesn't remain in your body forever. So this would be like a 6 or 7 month course of immunity, and then you'd have to redo that every year?
Exactly right. And so we're trying to match the period of protection with the period of risk. And we know that that most of the risk is for that period from, say, March or April into November, 6, 7 months. And so we would design this so that the antibody would reach and maintain a therapeutic or preventative level for 6 months, then it would disappear, and then the next season you would get a new shot.
Why not just do it every 6 months and be covered for the whole year all the time?
You could do that. I think that, depending on what you do, where you do it, you might only want the protection during the times that you would be likely exposed. So for the vast majority of people who are, really exposed during that time period, I would favor a plan of one shot. Certainly there are people who are constantly out in the woods and always have some minimal exposure, and there it might be a good idea to, repeat it again at the end of the fall and cover that entire period. But our aim would be to really aim at the risk period, much like we do with influenza vaccines, where we do it for getting ready for the season, through the season, and then we redo it the next year for the new crop of influenza viruses.
We're talking with Dr. Mark Klempner, a researcher and doctor who's working on a treatment Lyme preventative called Lyme Prep, an antibody that would keep you immune from getting Lyme disease for 6 or 7 months. Dr. Kleppner, why isn't this already out, given whenever we do a show about Lyme disease or tick-borne illnesses, the response is tremendous, and we've been hearing from people who want more. So clearly, if they want more coverage of it, there's also a need or a desire for treatment, because people are really afraid of Lyme disease for good reason. So why isn't this already out?
Well, I'm sure you've reviewed the history of the vaccine. There was a vaccine. It was a very effective vaccine in the late 90s into the early 2000s, and it was taken off the market for concerns that it might have side effects. As you probably know, those side effects were really not borne out by good studies done by many different researchers, but it did cause a lot of concern about using a vaccine as the strategy. And so I think that, there's been some resistance to bringing that vaccine back or developing another vaccine. And that is precisely the reason why we've gone to this method of giving the antibody itself. The basis for that really is a long-term, over 20-year experience now with giving some of the most vulnerable people in the world, namely premature babies, an antibody that prevents a particular kind of respiratory infection that puts babies in the hospital often, so-called respiratory syncytial virus. There, a single monoclonal antibody given on a monthly or an every few monthly basis prevents the development of this respiratory infection in babies and has been remarkably safe and is given repeatedly season after season to these vulnerable kids. And so as a result, I think that there's wide acceptance for the safety of an antibody prevention, whereas there hasn't been such wide acceptance of the safety of the Lyme vaccine. And so we wanted to remove that concern from the discussion and move directly to this Lyme PrEP based on an antibody. Why it's not out there yet is that it takes time and resources to be able to develop a medicine, and we're right at that point of being able to manufacture it for human use, and then to test it initially for safety in people. So that's our hope. We need some partners to be able to do that, to fund that. We are part of the medical school here, and so that's really our job now, is to find collaborators to help us push this forward and get it out to the public.
I would have thought people would be jumping at that, no?
Well, send them to us.
So no timeline as of right now for when this might be available for people, but you're hoping that this will move along at a fair clip now.
Our hope would be that by the next year, we would have the time and resources to manufacture it and then do the so-called phase one safety study sometime in calendar 2018.
Dr. Mark Kleppner is a professor of medicine at UMass Medical School, where he's working on the development of a treatment that would prevent people from contracting Lyme disease. It's called Lyme PrEP. If you have a lot of money, you can get in touch with Dr. Kleppner. Dr. Kleppner, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.